are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio. This is Lupe, and I just want to welcome you on this Sunday. And I want to start with our small, short meditation. And we're going to start with the holy instant, bringing ourselves to our center, to the here and the now, kind of forgetting in our mind everything that we've done in the morning, what's to come Monday, and the coming of the week. Let's kind of just settle our thoughts and start settling into this moment of inner peace. So we're going to close our eyes, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to just bring in our present moment, the here and the now. So we're going to say, Holy Spirit, be you in charge. Be present and guide us today, that you move whatever needs to be spoken in this hour where we're all our brothers and sisters will be listening. And may you be in charge. And here we are in our quietness, in our stillness, recognizing that we're one with our Father and He is one with us. And we're going to begin. So today I wanted to share with you, I want to welcome also Brenda, who's here with me. Mm-hmm. Brenda, do you have anything to say?
I just say welcome everyone to this moment with Lupe and me. So we will start with our lesson.
Yeah, today we're on lesson 262. That's actually from the book A Course of Miracles, which we recommend to everyone who's listening. It's a wonderful psychology book because it does transform your mind. And it was actually introduced to a psychologist, and it was dictated to Helen Schuckman. For those that do not recognize or know The Course of Miracles, you can buy it in any bookstore. It is a great source to be able to reset our mind to the truth. And the lesson 262 that we're Brenda and myself are studying today, is the title reads like this: Let me perceive no differences today. I will be reading it to you, and then we'll share about it. Is that good, Brenda?
Yes.
So it goes like this. It starts with the prayer, and the prayer reads, Father, you have one son, and it is he that I would look upon today. He is one creation. Why should I perceive a thousand forms in what remains as one? Why should I give this one a thousand names when only one suffices? For your son must bear your name, for you created him. Let me not see him as a stranger to his father, nor as a stranger to myself. For he is part of me, and I of him, and we are a part of you who are our source, eternally united in your love, eternally the Holy Son of God. We who are one would recognize this day the truth about ourselves. We would come home and rest in unity, for there is peace, and nowhere else can peace be sought and found.
Amen. That was so beautiful. Beautiful. Because this lesson mentioned about just consider everything as one or unity. And when I first started learning or studying the Course of Miracles, I didn't understand this.
What unity was?
The unity or consider everything as one. Because in my mind I said, how is this possible?
Because we feel that everybody is separated from us.
Mm-hmm.
That you are separated to me, that our children are separated also, even our husbands or even anybody that we see out in the street. They're all we see them outside of us. We don't see them as part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's the invitation about unity, is recognizing that if we see ourselves as bodies, then we see ourselves fragmented and mm-hmm. separated.
Mm-hmm.
But if we see ourselves as a spirit, then we can come to this understanding that we are one. Because if we are one spirit, then we can be united in the invisible where we cannot see.
Well, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with my mind right now. But
did it go blank?
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I don't know what's happening in my, because it happened to me, for example, I've been so concentrating, reading, doing my lessons, studying, and doing everything. But in this moment, I feel like, okay, I don't know what to do. I just want to be like
listening
or doing nothing.
It happens. I like the first part of this reading that says, Father, you have one son.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in our mind, in some way, we think that he has many sons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm a child of God. You feel like you're a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're in any type of assembly or religious event, everybody feels that they're children of God.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never considered ourselves as one son.
Mm-hmm.
And I think scripture reads that we are the body of Christ. So if we see it as we are the body of Christ, then we are that one son, all in unity, creating the only one son that the Father has. And then we can at least try in our mind to comprehend the idea that you and I are one, mm-hmm. united to our Father, and that there's no separation.
Mm-hmm.
And as that idea starts to settle in, because in the beginning it feels like, no, I am not going to be one with the person I don't like. I am not going to be one with the person who, you know, I don't know, at the store who took my place in line to pay my groceries,
mm-hmm.
or who took my parking spot. You know, I don't want to be one with those people. I just want to be one with my kids, my husband, and my immediate family, mom and dad. And I think that we begin to separate our relationships in recognition that if everyone is a body of Christ, it doesn't matter who they are or what they're doing, they're still part of who you are. And I have an example. Go
uh-huh.
ahead.
Do you want to say something? I want to hear your example.
Yeah, I have an example because today I was doing my chores at home. And I told my daughter, I said, okay, pick a chore. As soon as you're done having breakfast, pick a chore and let me know what you're going to do. And she says, okay, Mom, I'm going to mop and I'm going to sweep. I said, okay. And then I told my older son, I said, hey, honey, why don't you take out the trash? Because, you know, your dad is always going to get home from work and tells you to take out the trash. And why don't you just do it now instead of waiting for him to tell you? And he said, okay, I'll take out the trash, Mom. So I went about my business and kept doing some recordings. And then the time kept passing and neither of the two were doing what I had asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I started feeling this, like, anxiety, like, okay, these kids aren't listening. And time is passing, and I start feeling this inside. And since this Course of Miracles is to train our mind, I did ask the Holy Spirit. I said, what am I seeing, Father? What am I seeing? Why am I uncomfortable? And he showed me a few things. He showed me procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
He brought to my mind when I was younger, the idea that Lupita's lazy.
Mm.
Lupita is, in Spanish, we would say is floja.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like to do things.
She doesn't like to clean.
She doesn't like to clean. She doesn't like to cook. And we can go on with so many more.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those presented in that moment while I was there, and I started to do the atonement prayer. For those of you that don't know what the atonement prayer, it is just asking the Holy Spirit to put his hands out, because you're going to place in his hands the ideas that you've been holding all these years in your mind as true or as correct. So I told him, I put in your hands the false idea that I am lazy, because I am not that. The false idea that I procrastinate. The false idea that I'm disobedient. The false idea mm-hmm. that I don't like to clean, or that I don't like to do things. And I just poured my mind and all these ideas onto the hands of the Spirit. And as I was gaining back that peacefulness that the Holy Spirit bestows upon you, I started to feel in peace and felt really good about the release that I was putting in his hands. And I kept doing what I was doing, and I did not do nothing. And then, with a lot of love, I went over to them and just reminded them I reminded them about their chores. And then before I knew it, they were already doing the sweeping and the mopping and taking out the trash. But I realized that what they were showing me was really what is in my mind,
mm-hmm.
not who they are. Or so I also came into a space of gratitude.
Okay.
I was very grateful to both my son and my daughter to show me what's in my mind. And because thanks to them, I was able to see those false ideas about myself and was able to release them in the atonement prayer. And that brought a lot of peace. And in no moment was there any conflict with mm-hmm. my son or my daughter. And that couldn't be the most beautiful blessing, to be able to know that nobody's doing anything to you mm-hmm. and there's no reason to enter into a conflict at all.
Oh, that's, yes, yes, live like that.
That is renewing.
I don't know how to say this in English. Etiquetar?
Etiquetar would be labeling.
Labeling? Okay.
Uh-huh.
When you say, because you don't want to do your chores, you're lazy.
That would be judging.
Judging.
Uh-huh.
And just because you didn't do this, you are like forever lazy.
Correct. Because we take it as truth. We take it as a label.
Uh-huh.
We label ourselves or people label us.
Or believe it.
And we believe them. Yes.
You know what is very interesting? That's why in the Course of Miracle, I learned that leave every belief. Because I was talking with one of my friends, and she was repeating herself. No, it's because my zodiac sign, I'm judging person. And I was laughing like this.
Uh-huh.
I'm judging person. And because my mom or family always told me, you are very reactive. You always reactive. That's why I'm reacting.
And so she was fulfilling her label.
Yes.
She believed it to be so true that she would act upon it.
Yeah, but the funny part is when I said, okay, Christina. I said, sorry. Okay, whatever. I said, okay, listen to me. If I tell you right now, you are amazing and innocent, and you are very powerful, are you going to believe this in the same way that you believe the other thing?
It takes a little bit.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because we're not used to the good, the beautiful, and the powerful. We're not used to believing our truth, because we are those things. Because if we're an extension of God, we're an extension of God's Spirit, we can't be anything more.
Okay, but now we are going to take away that belief that we cannot do it easily.
Oh, yes, that is true. Thank you for catching that. I tell Brenda, she's like the eagle eye. She can see the ego whenever it's trying to enter. And the belief that she was able to find spot on was the belief that it is difficult or hard to embrace. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say good judgment.
Yes.
On us or good things uh-huh. about us. Yeah. It's harder to accept when someone says, oh, you're so beautiful or you're so pretty. It's harder to accept something nice mm-hmm. than it is. Why? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to release that idea in the hands of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. that it is difficult mm-hmm. because that's a lie. That's and that is what Brenda caught in our conversation.
Yes.
So we're going to put that in the hands of the Holy Spirit, ask him to disappear it from our mind
yes.
and release it in the hands of Jesus and bring us a new idea mm-hmm. of love mm-hmm. and of truth in replacement of that one. But now continue with your teaching.
Yes, I want to say something because when you said, when someone tell you you're beautiful, you're power, or you're bad, you're lazy, everything are adjectives.
Correct.
That, okay, some are good, that I like it, that and it's okay. And some of them I feel are not the good one and I don't like it. But I still believe it, in, a little bit in both.
Okay.
But the right thing or the right life according to the Course of Miracles is when you accept yourself, your identity
yes.
with the Holy Spirit, that you are complete, that you are innocent, that the all you need is already fulfilled.
Correct.
Everything that you hear,
all those adjectives wouldn't matter.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't move you.
Yes.
To either to either place of duality.
No.
Either gratitude or anger.
Uh-huh. It's because all these adjectives the ego can take it. Because if outside someone is telling you you're bad or you're a bad mom or you're bad whatever, it's something is broke out inside. Okay, because the brokenness inside is the ego, because always want to hear you're good, you're amazing. So if someone tell you, for example, my daughter sometimes tell me you're bad mom, I hate you. Okay, when I was I was confused with the personaje. How do you say?
With the script of a mom.
Okay, with the script of a mom. Oh my God, I wanted to cry and everything because I do everything for being the amazing mom. Doing everything, sacrifice myself, my time, my everything for being a good.
And she still didn't like you.
Yes. she's still, I hate you. You're the worst.
Oh my God.
So it broke inside. Broke it broke my heart. But I didn't understand that the brokenness, it was from the ego that I wanted.
The only one that can be broken is the ego.
But then, because at the same time, when I said what she want, or when I do what she want me to do for
you would convenience, be the best
mom. I was the best
one. You would
one.
Be glorified as yes. a mama.
Yes, and then I was like, oh, shining. But it was the same, it was the ego.
So that's a great example, Brenda, that you just gave forth, because that helped us recognize that the one that's taking all the emotion is the ego, because the spirit is immovable. The spirit knows and recognizes its identity and doesn't need to be moved either in the good or in the positive or in the negative. But the ego feeds off of it. The ego feeds off of it, and our mind, I'm going to say our spirit's on the right mind and their ego is on the left mind. Well, the left mind is the one that's experiencing either the appraisal when you are being praised or when you're being stepped on or mistreated. Mm-hmm. But he is the, or our left mind or the ego is the only one that can be feeling those emotions and be fed
yes.
through what's being said exteriorly.
Mm-hmm.
But our right mind, which is guided by the spirit,
mm-hmm.
doesn't even respond to either or.
Yes.
Either to the praise or to the, I'm going to say condemnation or upsetness, mm-hmm. because it knows who it is.
Yes.
And the identity that we are one with the Father. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yes, and live like this,
to live life like this
is like, okay, I don't judge my daughter for the things that she say to me.
Correct.
Any of them, because at the end of the day, nobody's talking to the other person.
Because we are one.
Yes, we always talking about ourselves.
Because we're only one son.
Yeah, and I learned from the Course of Miracle in this example. In the Course of Miracle said, it's hard to practice this. It was hard for me. Now no, because I have a training mind for 4 years. But at the beginning, it was hard. In the Course of, I don't remember where, but said, do not show the other person that they did something wrong to you, or do not let the mind judge the scenario.
Yeah, because now the question here would be why would we not do that?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we wouldn't do that is because we can't see, because we can't hear correctly, because mm-hmm. the only one who can really judge this scenario
yes.
is the spirit that lies in us. Would be the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And if we don't claim to ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we're going to judge wrongly and we're not going to understand the scenario. Because I'm sure it's happened to many of you, as it has happened to many of us here on the studio, that we sometimes enter into arguments and we don't even know why we started the arguing. We sometimes end up in a conversation where we don't even know how we got there, but mm-hmm. everybody's upset, mm-hmm. everybody's in conflict, and we don't even know where it began. Mm-hmm. And it's because we thought we saw, or we thought we heard, but you did, and a lot of times it's a misconception of what actually happened, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. In this example that I was talking, because we always, every time we're talking with ourselves and training our mind and using the forgiveness prayers or phrases mm-hmm. that we read from the Course of Miracle, I always apply this. Please, Holy Spirit, show me what do I need to see in this situation. And right now, when you were talking, bring me the ideas when I asked to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, we live in the Holy Spirit right now, show me this. We're living for repetition. We are living for the repetition. And what you are seeing in your daughter is repetition. But when you were younger, at the same age, you wanted to say that to your mom. I hate you, Mom. But you didn't say it because it was another situation.
Because you weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
Because they'd burn your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd get hurt.
But it was the same thing, because I didn't say it, but I think it.
Correct.
And now.
Now you're seeing it in expression.
Yes. And that's why the forgiveness is, okay, I forgive myself because what am I seeing and listening?
In your daughter, but yet it was a desire of yours in
yes.
the past.
Yeah.
So, and it gets dissolved in both places. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so powerful. Because then you live a whole new experience. And that is the miracle, that you don't know how it's going to unfold, but it's going to be better than you could have ever imagined.
That's true. That's true. And when a person or younger person do this to the father, it's disordenarse?
It's the mind disordered.
Uh-huh. It's a mind disorder. That's why we're living by repetition.
Correct.
Because it's something in our mind that, believe it or not, be feeling guilty, we don't have to believe in guilty for feeling guilty.
Correct. You don't have to believe that you are guilty to be able to experience it.
Yes,
correct.
Yes. And when we do something by hating, like, I hate you, Mom, and something like that, practically you're telling yourself, I want to have a situation when someone hate me.
Correct.
To feel the same thing.
You're setting yourself up to experience the same thing.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the celestial law. What you give is what you're going to receive.
Yes. Of course.
So we're going to go ahead and take a little break now. If you would like what you're listening to, you can call in to our number at 909-792-5222. And we'll be back in a little bit.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Welcome back. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio and our second segment. We're going to go ahead and discuss about the importance of creation. We are an extension of our Creator, and we are continually creating. We can be creating good, or we could be creating experiences that we do not like. And this is where I always speak about the mustard seed. This is where our power lies, because we are always creating, whether we like it or we do not, because we are part of our Creator. So we create constantly. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because Brenda's going to share something on how we are always experiencing what we want to create, whether we like it or not. So in that power, here's Brenda. She's going to go ahead and continue sharing.
Thank you. Thank you, Lupita. Yes, I was thinking that for me, in this part of my life, every single place where I go is something to learn.
Correct.
Right? Every situation in my house with family is something to expand.
Yes.
Every time in front of other person or people that I don't know, it's an expansion in my life.
Correct.
It's about learning, being a teacher and student at the same time, like this moment.
Yes.
Like this moment. When you talk, I'm learning. And when I talk, I'm being giving something. So
correct.
It's what you said, the giving and receiving, and the whole time.
It's a perfect combination.
Yes, yes. So yesterday, I've been studying a lot, and I've been in my mind a lot. It's happened to me because I've been very in my war inside, in my world.
In your inside world.
Yes, yes. And very, I like it because everything that I'm thinking, I like it. Everything is so emotional and the thoughts.
Profound.
Yes, profound and everything. So, but yesterday, I said, okay, I need a balance and breathe and balance and be and have a time with my husband. Mm-hmm. And he has an idea and he said, let's have a date.
Uh-huh.
Citas?
Yeah.
Let's have a date and
date night.
You mm-hmm. are going to do it once and then it's my turn. Okay. So I choose a place and everything. And it was in my mind. Uh-huh. And then I said, okay, I'm ready. And he said, ready for what?
So you never spoke to him about it?
No. But it was, everything was my mind.
Well, so, that was very romantic.
Yeah, but it was the first, how do you say aprendizaje?
That was the first learning step.
Yeah. Okay, that was the first learning step about my my date.
About your date.
With him.
Communicate with your husband.
Yes, communicate. And then he said, I don't know where are we going to go? Uh-huh. How I need to be dressed.
Right, right. He wanted more information.
Yeah,
on
he
it.
Wanted more information. Okay, and then I said, okay, ready. And then we go rolling skating.
Oh, how fun. You went roller skating
yeah.
with your husband.
Yeah, I went roller skating. Uh-huh. And so in the way, roller skating, we were like having a fight.
Really?
ego fight.
Why? What happened? Are you a good skater?
No, he didn't know because it was a surprise.
Okay.
It was a surprise. But
so what was the fight about?
Let me remember because I already let it go. Oh, let me see. I don't know.
You were
like,
just bickering over something.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't remember.
Well, so. Good because you did. I'm going to tell you what she did. So when you were practicing and really making A Course of Miracles part of your daily life to transform yourself and transform your mind, literally the atonement prayer works. It's like if the Holy Spirit got an eraser and erased the experience or the conflict
yes.
from your mind and you do not recall it. And that is exactly what the Holy yeah. Spirit does. And it replaces it with loving and beautiful thoughts. Mm-hmm. So right now that Brenda is trying to express to us what the conflict was about, she
yes.
cannot remember. And she won't be able to remember mm-hmm. because her prayer was intentional. Yeah. And that's really important. Then when we pray, that we do it with intention, mm-hmm. with desire of heart, and we decide it.
Forgive it.
Correct. So good job. You did a great job with the atonement prayer.
Thanks,
good example.
Thank you. You catch this.
Good example. And then what happened? Okay, you got to the skating rink.
Okay, don't worry about it, about the Holy Spirit's going to erase everything.
Uh-huh.
No, it's going to erase the bad moments or the things that you...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because at the beginning, I think I'm going to be blank.
You thought he would erase something
yes,
and blind you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Brenda. I'm going to expand on that. Yes, that is true. There's nothing to fear. The mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, when I say wipes out clean those, it's only the ideas that you hand over that are not good, that are not lovely, that mm-hmm. you're not liking. So it's only mm-hmm. the stuff that you perceive is not joyful and not peaceful or mm-hmm. not happy moments, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing to fear. The Holy Spirit would never do anything to us. That would scare us, correct.
Mm, thank you. Thank you for explaining this. Okay, let's keep on going with this example because it's really
And then
funny.
We got to the skating rink?
Yeah. Yes, we got to the skating and I remember he had the face like a poker face.
Poker face? Serious? Like what are we
serious?
Doing here?
Uh-huh, like, no, because of we were being like
argumenting. You guys were arguing, so he
yes.
was like, why are we even here?
Yeah, and then I said, okay, so we came to this roller skating, and then he put the roller skates
on.
Yes, the roller skates in, and then me too, and he didn't know how to do it. And
so he doesn't know how to skate.
No,
okay.
he doesn't know, and me a little bit.
Okay,
but what I was watching, he was okay. Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
and at the beginning, he was like very, how do you say?
Tight.
Tight. But he was still doing it.
Okay.
And I
oh,
was.
Oh, so he was stiff. So,
yes.
He was very stiff.
He was trying.
Holding on to the sides.
Yeah.
To the rails.
And I was concentrating in myself. My body, it was like, no, please, don't enter. Don't do this.
Like
protecting me. Yes. Don't do this, Brenda. Wait. And I was like, okay, I'm waiting. And then I remind my lesson. It was from yesterday.
What was yesterday's lesson? God is my refuge and security. So
yes.
God is your security.
Yes. God is my refuge and my security. And then I start rolling skating a little bit. And then a little bit. And I remember the four things that we were learning.
Which is
balance.
Stretch. Okay, balance, stretch.
Fuerza.
Strength.
Strength. And the other one, it was resistencia.
Resistance.
Okay, so I was applying the resistance at the beginning from the ego inside my head. I was resisting. And then I breathed. I said, okay, let's do it. And after my lesson, okay, I was still tight when I was rolling skating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing it and practice my lessons. I wasn't enjoying the first.
I doubt that you were, and your husband wasn't either.
No. With our face and what we're thinking when we were talking in the car.
Uh-huh.
But at the same times, when we were moving.
You started relaxing.
Yes, I started relaxing and
having fun,
find my balance, moving my body, my energy, leave my all ideas from my mind, like in pause,
okay,
and be in the moment.
So you were present.
Yes, I was present. I was enjoying, and then I start like opening my eyes and learn from the environment.
You were learning from the environment?
I was learning, yes, from the environment. So what I see with the spirit, I will see little, when people start,
uh-huh,
or when people doing those little steps,
uh-huh,
our fear is not enjoying.
Right.
No.
No, because you think you could fall and get hurt.
Yes.
The idea is of falling.
Uh-huh. And then you cannot be helping anybody. Because you need to be concentrated in yourself.
Correct.
And what you're learning and what you're doing. And
it was a whole learning experience.
It was a whole learning, yes. And then I couldn't be next to anyone because I was watching my balance.
Correct.
And one time I wanted to
hold
my husband, uh-huh, but also I couldn't because I was taking care of me.
Right.
And my balance and my concentration, and I couldn't help anybody because I was learning. It was my baby step.
Correct.
The rolling skating.
Yeah.
So in another round, my husband fell.
He fell.
Okay. And I couldn't help him. And I see it was a how do you say, coach?
There was a coach there?
It was an expert people, uh-huh, un experto.
Yeah, there was someone that knows how to. Yeah. There was
a
good skater.
Yes.
There. Okay.
And she helped him.
A teacher.
So I said, trust, not just Brenda is going to help her husband or the helping.
Right. So there's
there's
other people that are experts that can help.
That we need to trust in someone who already practiced this and he knows how to do it.
Yes.
Okay. So in another scenario, I was watching little kids doing, uh-huh, it amazing. Uh-huh. And I was watching their feet and I was copied them.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, that's another learning. I can learn from these little ones.
Correct.
They are maestros.
They are teachers.
Mm-hmm. So it's another learning. And the other learning that I remember, and let me think. Okay, so when you already practice and know what you want, and then when you're doing it, you start enjoying.
Oh, correct.
Because after many rounds, how do you say round? Vueltas?
Yeah.
Rounds. Many rounds, I start feeling confidence. Mm-hmm. I was able to hold my husband's hands and share time. Uh-huh. Rolling. He was also the face.
His head changed. He was happy now.
He was happy.
He was starting to smile.
Me too. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, when we already do our job, we can enjoy in this.
You can enjoy
this,
it.
In this, mm-hmm. in this time. And I see other younger
children
uh-huh. having so much fun with experience doing piruetas. I don't know how to say
yeah
this.
Doing tricks
uh-huh. And I said, okay, this was a big learning for me.
Yeah, and everything that we do in life is a learning experience.
Yes.
And what you just shared to us is beautiful because it makes it helps me see the awareness that you have, the mental awareness. Mm-hmm. But this mental awareness comes with practice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen immediately. In the beginning, it might feel like you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But as you practice A Course in Miracles or mm-hmm. practice the atonement prayer or the mm-hmm. forgiveness prayer, mm-hmm. it is totally a learning experience implemented. Mm-hmm. So for you to be able to explain to us what a beautiful awareness, mental awareness you had during this whole process of going out with your husband on a date and going skating, mm-hmm. that's beautiful. because you, the awareness of your thoughts and being able to see how the spirit carries you throughout your day,
yes.
and is teaching you if you're willing and wanting to learn.
That's true.
And that is a second step. You have to want it and you have to will it.
Yeah.
You have to desire it. And the Holy Spirit never leaves our side because he's always with us. And he's always wanting to teach us. Mm-hmm. Because we came to this experience and all we can do now is learn our way back home.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit wants to hold our hand and do that, just like Brenda.
Showing us many ways.
Just like Brenda held her husband's hand mm-hmm. and was able to enjoy it. And this also brings me to the second part of this mind training experience is that it becomes joyful. Mm-hmm. It becomes fun. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, yeah, maybe the ego doesn't like it mm-hmm. Because it's something we're not used to. But once you become the one in charge of your
yes.
mind, being having the autonomy of your mind mm-hmm. and being able to be aware mm-hmm. of our thoughts and ideas, we then have that responsibility mm-hmm. and vulnerability for the Holy Spirit to guide us and say, I'm ready. You can guide me.
Yes.
I'll let go of, I always want to be right. 'Cause that's a big one.
Yeah. What I already explained about this experience. It's the same thing with the Course of Miracles because I hear about friends that they start the Course of Miracles, the lesson by themselves, and no, they stop at the lesson 30, 100.
It's the resistance.
It's the resistance. But when I found this teacher, my amazing teacher, mm-hmm. Sebastian Mora, without him, I also
wouldn't have been able to
yes.
advance as
yeah.
you have.
And this one remind me that I can, someone who already go through this can
always show
can
you.
Always show me. Uh-huh.
Correct. So that is why this is the whole purpose why we started this Inner Peace radio station or this segment of this hour at 6 p.m. on Sundays is because it's essential to know that this information that we are sharing mm-hmm. brings this joy. Mm-hmm. If you can go back to the scenario of Brenda and her husband holding hands and enjoying the skating rink,
yes.
That is the space or the experience that Brenda and I are having, and we want to share it to the public and to everyone who's willing to listen, that you become to enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. It becomes joyful and it becomes peaceful. And all the things that you didn't like about it gets removed completely, gets taken away, gets disappears really from the experience. in this life. And that's a beautiful thing. And that is our invitation to everyone listening. If you want to have a peaceful life and a joyous life, this is the way. I'm going to say that doing a mental training would be the first step. But as Brenda shared, the ego sometimes has a huge resistance. And as much as our will and our desire is to have some kind of a change, change in our experience in our daily life with our families, I feel like everybody in some way or form wishes life could be different or wishes their experience could be different, either with their families, in place of work, or wanting a future that's a little bit different to what they've been seeing over and over that surrounds them. And this is the opportunity, because training your mind is really giving you that freedom, that liberation, and that fulfillment of completion, of peace and happiness.
Yes. So now everything that I do is to show me something, or just enjoy or give me something to learn for my life. So I want to say this. At the beginning, when I training my mind, for example, if I still having things in my life that still make me feel emotion that I don't want, it because it's already some things that are not in order in my mind.
Right, because you allowed something to seep in.
Yes.
And probably you weren't aware of letting it in, because a lot of times we're so distracted.
Yes.
That sometimes ideas or thoughts enter and we don't see them because we're not in that state of awareness. Mm-hmm. And when we're holding on to the spirit, we are so alert and so aware of what's going on. But there's times that we let go of that awareness, and that's when these ideas seep in. Yes. Like from the back door. And you're like, when did I allow this to enter into my mind?
For the example, this thing in the car, it was because I didn't do the forgiveness, and I prefer attacking
You prefer to argue it out with your husband in the car instead of staying quiet and
quiet
still, like the forgiveness prayer says. The forgiveness prayer says something like this. If you haven't heard it before on this segment, it says, "Be still, do nothing, and go to your Father who knows and can see all things." Very similar to that. I paraphrased it in my own words, but it's be still and do nothing, so that then the Holy Spirit can judge it on behalf of us and share to us the new information we need to not enter into conflict.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful closing for this segment, for this time.
Yes, it is. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to finish reading a little segment of our lesson to close for the day. Or for this hour, you can stay tuned because we have many programs coming that you're going to love. And it goes like this. Let me perceive no differences. Just in that alone, I was sharing with Brenda that I was laughing today because I was doing some recordings. And in my mind, all I could think is, I want to wear a different blouse. I want to have my hair up, have it down. And I've always told myself, even when I was in high school, that I wanted to go to school every day differently. So if I wore my hair down the next day, it would have to be up. If I wore brown, the next day it had to be black or it had to be red. But I didn't want to repeat because I, for some reason, art and design are in my head and I just love design and art. But my lesson today is let me perceive no differences today. And the only thing I can think of is looking different on camera. And I started laughing because I told the spirit, okay, well, that just means that I like it. It really doesn't mean anything if I don't give it value. And I chose in that moment to not give it any value at all and just laugh it off with the Spirit and say, I understand that this doesn't mean anything. My appearance doesn't mean anything. How I look doesn't mean anything, because the only thing that really matters is the message. It's the content of the Spirit spreading it so others can hear it and can learn from it and also be in this state of peace and freedom that we're experiencing.
Thank you for listening today. That was beautiful, Lupita, how you finished this segment.
We have the Let Me Perceive No Differences today. Continues to be our lesson. And there's something here that reads, why should I perceive 1,000 forms what remains as one? And I think that that too is a powerful message. Why do we want to see or give labels to everyone in so many different ways when really there's just one? And it's the Spirit that lies in them lies in me. And the Spirit that lies in me lies in our Father. Mm-hmm. Bringing us back to that same unity, that same one. There's no one, there's nothing out there that can expand us more than our recognition that we are all one with Him who is our Father.
It's now February 14th, but that was so romantic.
I'm going to say Brenda has labeled me as a romantic, and I am very romantic. I don't know why, but I really enjoy being romantic, and I think that love and romance goes together as peace. So here we go. We who are one would recognize this day the truth about ourselves. We could come home and rest in unity, for there is peace. And nowhere else can peace be sought and found. So tune in next Sunday at 6 p.m. because this is the only place where you will be able to find peace.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
Platinum HCM reminds us that many veterans returning from service are in need of work. Many have elite military training and valuable professional skills that can benefit your company. Show your stripes, hire smart, and hire vets. That's courtesy of Platinum HCM in Banning, serving our listeners with quality service, reliability, and integrity. They care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend and are valued and catered at Platinum HCM in Banning. They're on the air because they care.
We've got to hire a new marshal, Derek Marshall. Your ballots are in the mail. Mail them in today. Now there's something to vote for because there's a new marshal in town. Vote Derek Marshall for 23rd Congress.
Y'all know we need to change Congress. The current Congress does nothing but fight with each other. They've forgotten why we sent them there, to work. Let's marshal and fix our problems at the border. A comprehensive plan, not political rhetoric and infighting.
Yes, there's a new marshal in town.
The rent is too darn high. Let's marshal in affordable housing and real affordable universal health care. Better union jobs.
The current Congress member put his party first and not people. But there's a new marshal in town.
Our incumbent party politician voted no on the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. He voted no to $3 billion in new funds for our district and no to 35,000 new jobs right here at home. He said, we need a secure border. But now he's rolled it back to play politics. We need to marshal real solutions.
Vote for Derek Marshall, because we've got to hire a new marshal, Derek Marshall. You can go to DerekMarshallCA.com. Paid for by Derek Marshall for Congress.
My name is Derek Marshall, and I approve this message.
Was your car involved in an accident or just need help with dents? All Magic Paint and Body Collision Centers, in business for over 30 years. Their highly trained staff and certified technicians and friendly staff are the best in the business and treat each car as if it was their own. All Magic Paint and Body Collision Centers are family owned and offer state-of-the-art equipment and tools to ensure optimum results. They use the latest technology in computerized color matching and specialize in frame repairs. With their modern laser measuring systems, they're OEM certified, and they have four locations to serve you. All Magic Paint and Body Collision Centers offer rental car assistance with free drop-off and pickup services too, and their work has a lifetime guarantee. All Magic Paint and Body Collision Centers are in Norco, Eastvale, Moreno Valley, and in Fontana. Call them at 1-800-61-MAGIC. That's 1-800-61-MAGIC. All Magic Paint and Body Collision Centers. 1-800-61-MAGIC. All Magic Paint and Auto Body says, drive carefully.
Hi, I'm Lanny Swerdlow, and I'm back on KCAA 1050 AM and Express 106.5 FM every Tuesday at 8 p.m. My show is Beyond Common Sense. It's Lanny Sense, featuring me, Lanny Swerdlow, KCAA's resident gay, Jewish, liberal, pot-smoking, race-mixing, left-handed atheist, an evangelical, fundamentalist, Christian, nationalist, worst nightmare, with subjects that no one else will touch in quite the same way. Every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Express 106.5 FM, The Legacy 1050 AM, and live streaming on kcaradio.com.
Listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293CF Moreno Valley.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says his chamber is set to vote this week on a stopgap funding bill to keep the federal government open through December 20th. The government is set to begin a shutdown at the beginning of next month if no action is taken. He said in a letter to his colleagues that legislation will be a very narrow, bare-bones CR, including only the extensions that are absolutely necessary. The White House is acknowledging that ceasefire talks are not making any progress in the Middle East. National Security spokesman John Kirby said today that the U.S. is working to de-escalate the situation and achieve peace, but added there's been no significant progress towards a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Kirby urged restraint, saying it's not in the best interest of either side to carry out military attacks at this time. Key aides for North Carolina's Republican candidate for governor's campaign have stepped down after he reportedly made lewd and inflammatory comments years ago on a porn site. Mark Robinson allegedly made the posts in the message board of a porn site called Nude Africa. Robinson reportedly referred to himself as a black Nazi and supported bringing back slavery. He also allegedly said that he enjoyed watching transgender porn and recounted one story from when he was 14 about peeping at women in gym showers. A Sunday release from Robinson's campaign says those who left include a campaign manager, a finance director, a deputy campaign manager, and a general consultant, plus a senior advisor. The search is on for the suspects who killed four people in a Birmingham, Alabama mass shooting last night. Police officer Truman Fitzgerald told reporters that authorities are ready to hunt down the suspects.
Rest assured, we are going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that we uncover, identify, and hunt down who was ever responsible.
Officers were called out to the scene just after 11 p.m. Saturday night and found three people with gunshot wounds who were later pronounced dead at the scene. A fourth victim died later at the hospital. Police say at least four of the wounded have life-threatening injuries.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda is sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families, Teamsters1932.org.